What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Did
somebody just get really horny?
I did.
I wasn't. I was like half asleep. I wasn't even sure what day it was. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so horny. I accept it. You know what it must be? It must be midday on a Tuesday.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's midday on a Tuesday in Arden's garage.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not even hump day, and it's feeling like a hump day. I'm feeling so horny.
This music is great.
Hello, welcome to Will You Accept This Rose hometown episode. I'm back in Los Angeles in my bougie garage. My name is Arden Marine, and I'm so excited about this episode today. I'm going to go on a limb.
Okay.
I'm going to name this like a People magazine Hot Young Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say Hottest Young Hollywood. When I think Hot Young Hollywood, you know what I think?
Rob Benedict.
Wait, what?
I think, is he hot enough and young enough to play God on Supernatural? Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking God on Supernatural. Is he hot enough and young enough to front a band?
True.
Loud and Swain.
Yeah.
There he is.
Look at you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Doing my research. I had to Google. I was like, who's Rob Benedict? Hardly. No rain shall fall on you, Rob Benedict. He was our Bachelor of the Year 2018. He was our Bachelor of the Year 2019. And he
is still so lonely.
Yeah. So horny. Bachelor of the Year 2020.
Single.
Robert Benedict.
Hi, everybody.
Rob.
Hi. Thanks for having me again.
How are you?
Oh, so good. So great.
That was a great episode last night.
I always love hometowns.
Me too.
But this one, it really was a shocker.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get into it.
Dude, I have to say, it did not. A lot of dads talking about their daughter's purity, which was a creepy
movie. Jesus played a big part of it.
Jesus was on.
We had everything. We had Jesus.
Jesus took the wheel, and he was at hometowns on The Bachelor this week. And you know what? Maybe we all needed it.
Yeah.
Catty corner to me. Mm. I'm going to be, may I harass you? Am I allowed to harass you?
Harass away.
Okay, I've gotten verbal consent. This is a man. This is my young Hollywood portion. I consider him my television teenage boyfriend. My character went to jail for this young man.
Yeah.
I love him very much. We met 3 years ago when he was 8. Didn't you just turn 22?
I did. Yep.
I love him very much.
You could be on The Bachelor at that
you
age.
You could be on The Bachelor. You could
How
be the
crazy.
Bachelor. Oh, my God. The girls would claw their faces off
it
to get to this.
It was my high school senior superlative. And most likely to be on The Bachelor.
Is that true?
Yes.
He played Brick on Insatiable. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Provost.
Thank you very much.
How does that feel now that you're watching it, that people voted you most likely to be on The Bachelor?
Similar to last season, this is the only episode that I've watched. So I have a unique perspective on today's episode.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, not many people will be allowed on the podcast with that, but we love you so much
that
we were like, you know what? We know that it's you taking a hit watching the episode.
You know what?
And we'll do whatever we can to get you into our garage.
I love this garage. I will spend as much time as I can.
Thank you so much.
The episode was fantastic. I spent my morning watching it. I watched it while shaving. I watched it in the shower. I watched it while cleaning my room.
That's great.
Yeah, takes a while.
I'm very excited. It was 2 hours. Yeah. An hour 25 exactly, but
yeah.
I handwrite everything out like a serial killer, so it takes me like 7 hours to get through it. And when I get hit by a bus and they find all of my notebooks, they're going to be like, something was wrong.
Wouldn't it be weird if you actually wrote your notes by cutting them out of the newspaper and magazines?
Cut them all out. It's all a ransom note. It's very aggressive ransom note. Across from me is a young lady who I am so excited to have here. She's a Bachelor super fan. I mean, she loves.
I guess I've never admitted it like that, but yes, 100%.
I mean, you're deep in the belly of the beast. You heard that I've made a theme song about this, so it's like you can be yourself here.
Yeah,
you might. And I'm going to put this on the Hot Young Hollywood portion. You might know her from 13 Reasons Why, which is the coolest thing that's been in my garage since the spider that almost went at Katie. I mean, that I think you win. You and Lance Bass, I think, win coolest. Mm.
Wow, I'm so honored.
Annie Winters, ladies and gentlemen, woo! Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been watching The Bachelor?
Like literally since it started.
Oh my God.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been a family like thing every single Monday. Like my parents get involved. We all sit there and judge. My dad picks out his favorite.
Yes!
My mom does. My sister does. And we all like bet on who's going to win.
I love this for the Winters family. Where do your parents live?
Dallas, Texas.
I mean, I did a horror movie there. I had a great time. Also one of my favorite cities to do stand-up in. It's a great city.
It is. It's great. I love it.
And I had a question. I feel like, is Peter turning out to be a bit of a dud of a bachelor? Can I say that? Is that mean?
Turning out, he was started out that way.
But
I wanted to like him.
We've had like four duds in a row. We had Ari. I like Nick, but I don't think he was a great bachelor.
Nick Vile?
Yeah.
Vile,
yes.
Sorry.
And then also, and I feel like Colton, I feel like our last great bachelor was Ben Higgins. When did we have a great bachelor, guys? We need them to reboot.
We haven't had a good bachelor.
We need Jerry Traynor to go in and be the bachelor.
I think, Ari definitely was, I say,
the
lowest out of those.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
He like came back as...
Yeah.
An alum, and then became like the most
hated bachelor of all time.
We didn't like him at all. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like I've been away for 10 years, like hiding, like sleeping in like an oxygen chamber, just to come back and be the most hated bachelor that's ever been there. Katie and Anna, how are you?
Good.
We're good.
I honestly think Colton was better than Peter.
Yeah, Colton
like,
was
100%
good.
Better. Peter just, I mean, he's just making the worst decisions in the history of Bachelor.
Colton jumped the wall. Remember, that was exciting.
That was so exciting. It was the best jump I've ever seen. Annie's boyfriend Taylor is here. Taylor, did you see the wall jump last year? Did you see Colton jump the wall? You might have to lean
did
into
you really?
The mic.
I remember that. That was cool. That was the only good part I've seen since then.
You know what? It wasn't because he barely touched it. I mean, and that was like the size of the height of my garage.
It was an athletic feat.
You know what? If I may be on the other side of this line, I feel like you guys don't recognize that we could have Luke as the current Bachelor right
That's
now.
True.
And that would be a shit show.
Oh my
God. With so much Jesus in this last episode, there would be so many cutaways to him in the shower, and we couldn't have that. We should appreciate
that shower Jesus isn't coming back and comment.
It could still be interesting.
That's true, because he was a crazy hothead.
We need the crazy ones.
Yeah, that's the thing. Here's the thing about Peter. He's not like a dick.
He wanted to be with Hannah B.
And
she covered him in glitter.
I think that he is so into the drama. Like, he should be in the girl's house and he would thrive. Like,
yes.
He loves every single drama that gets thrown his way. He's just like, tell me more. And then he just directs it at the girls.
He's a tattletale. Like, he's
none
a tattle.
Of the, none Ooh. Of the other bachelors did that. They'd be like, oh, like, thank you for telling me, but like, I don't care what you think. I like this girl,
he's
you know?
He's
like,
swayed.
This girl told me this. What do you think? And then they'll put him in a room together and be like, fight. And I want to be in it.
Yeah,
you know?
I ran into a random girl today. She said you were bad news.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yes, you're right. Oh my God. Dude, you know who does the Australian? Because we do a Patreon where we watch the Australian Bachelors, and the Australian Bachelors are kind of little bitches. They'll go be like, Anna told me that you might hate me.
I think it's the younger generation. We're all just little shits. We're like, did you hear what she said about you? Like, I would do the same thing.
You would.
I would.
You would be easily swayed.
Well, because you're like, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. But like the older guys, like back in the day, they didn't care because they were like, you know, they were also all like 30. So they're like, yeah.
They say, I know my woman and I, yeah. I would never.
Yeah. I also wonder if it's a producer telling them you have to say who said it, because Colton did the same thing.
Yes.
And that's when I really started to notice. So I wonder if their producers are kind of being like, you know, you have to rat them out.
I want to acknowledge before we keep going, I am going to do a t-shirt drawing later in the episode.
What?
Because we've had so much for book orders. People have been ordering my book.
Yay, that's
my book,
awesome.
Little Miss Little Compton. Do you want to see it, Michael? Yes. Look, there's no words inside of that. So don't. They made me one
she
copy.
She wrote a book without words. It's amazing. And
they made me one copy, a dummy copy to bring on Watch What Happens Live.
So it's like you choose what happens.
Did they Photoshop the braces on?
No, I had them made. Gotcha. I had them made.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
Very exciting.
We're all very excited
well,
about it.
This book it. Is just delightful. Chelsea Handler.
Yeah. We've got an Amy Schumer quote on the back.
It's Baby Arden.
That's Baby Arden. So I'm going to be, later on in the episode, I'm going to be pulling, people have been emailing in their receipts, and I'm pulling 5 t-shirts. All right, I'm going to say this right now, and then plug your ears if you're new listeners, because it's going to be TMI for you, and you're going to be freaked out. But for our older listeners who know what's happening, and I don't want to freak you out, Anne, so if you want to plug your ears, you can. Most of the people in this room are in this book, and Rob is in this book.
I'm excited.
Rob is in this book.
I haven't read it yet, so I'm excited.
Michael is in this book, and I said this before, and again, I don't want to freak out Anne, and I don't want to freak out the new listeners, but Michael, No Rain Shall Fall, like, shit went down. Shit went down last year on Insatiable. My dad died the first season, and then episode 2, my mom died. And of season 2, which was crazy. And Michael, it was just absolutely out of the blue and nuts. And Michael
was there for you.
He came like 10 days later to my house. I remember the first
with
day back.
With a casserole, right?
I said, Michael, what did you think of the guest? He goes, it's crazy. And then he texted me. He was like, what are you doing right now? I was like, nothing. It was a Sunday. And he came over and he opened up the door, and there was young Michael Provost, and he'd made me a lasagna.
It's amazing.
And he said, I didn't know what to say to you because I'd never experienced anything like this. But I remember when I was a kid and somebody would die, my mom would make people a lasagna, so I made you a lasagna. And like, he was 21 years old, he had all these, like, literally a teen heartthrob, and he like watched YouTube videos, borrowed his mom's like lasagna pan, and made me a freaking lasagna. And I feel like this book, I got the email that I sold the book on the way to her funeral, and I feel like
oh
this
God.
Book like everybody, just all of you listeners and the podcast family, but I feel like it was the kids of Insatiable and the podcast family put Humpty back together again.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank
we
you
love
all.
You. We love you.
And
love
again,
you
so that's why I told you to plug the ears, because I didn't want to be the lady on the date, like the first bachelor that's like,
right.
God told my dad to move to Mexico.
But at the same time,
I can't tell you that yet.
But at the same time, you only
yet.
Have like 8 episodes. You got to do
have
it.
8 episodes. And
you
like
may not
Michael
have another
is
chance
here.
With him.
And that's why No Rain Shall Fall, once a year, Michael's coming in. He's going to watch one episode. He can watch 20 minutes of an episode. That kid made me a fucking lasagna.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
He's got the lasagna pass.
What are we going to do when I'm on it? That's the real
when you're
question.
On The Bachelor. Yeah. Oh my God, you have to tell
we're
me everything. You have to let us dress you.
Yeah.
You have to let I need to know who your roommate is in the mansion.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to do t-shirt pullings later. Okay.
Great.
Now we're getting to it. That was my TMI. I hope the new listeners fast-forwarded through that, because I don't want to be the girl telling you that, but here we are. Is that acceptable to you, Anne? Were you
I
freaked
love
out?
That story.
Okay. Thank you.
That's going to stay with me.
Right? How about, I mean, like, nobody does that.
Yeah,
that guy.
Very sweet.
Okay. Here we are. We're in hometown dates, which is so exciting. We're in Lima, Peru. His scar was looking more pronounced than it was last week.
It looks awful.
It
was it's getting worse.
I thought it got worse, too.
It got worse
better,
as the episode
and then it
went
got
along.
Worse. It got
at the end of the episode, it's horrible.
It looked infected. It looked like it got infected.
On the light and makeup. Off.
Have we made young Anakin Skywalker comparisons yet?
No. Yeah. Is Darth Vader his dad? Because
yes.
His dad seemed like kind of a nice pilot. It felt like he took the bandage off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the bandage was terrible the
awful
whole time.
Bandage.
So bad. They put makeup on it.
Yeah.
I was like, just leave it off.
Yeah.
Make it look a little bit more rugged or something.
Yeah.
This looks like so puny and weird.
That bandage, like literally we think it looked like it was made out of like mud and sticks and like calamine lotion and like silly putty. And then he took it off, and it, like, there was nothing. It was like he'd perfectly healed until this week when it started, like, getting infected.
Yeah. No, like, I felt like an alien was going to pop out. Like, it was like a It's like a window in another universe.
Like, yeah, like there was going to be like light shining out and like an alien stands like, come with me, Victoria F.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Yes.
Exactly.
You can fuck my husband, Victoria F. Come with me to Adulterer's Island. So we're in Lima, Peru. My wife is definitely one of these four hometown babies. Let's go. I don't think so. Mm-mm. Do you think his wife is one of these four? Anne?
I think he'll definitely pick one, but I don't think that it's
going to
be his wife.
Yeah.
Anna, how are you feeling about all this?
Not great. I don't know who he's going to pick. And I do think it's Madison, but if he bone zones these other ones.
He's going to bone zone. Well,
he's going to have to jump a fence for her.
He kept Victoria F. strictly to get into the bone
zone.
Exactly.
That was his choices in this episode were, which ones do I want to sleep with?
Obviously.
And that, he's in for a crude awakening finds out.
That Madison is going to
happen.
Madison is going to run for the hills.
Yeah. He seems like such a timid guy, though. So I'm thinking that he might end up like going with Madison, and if he really did like her, just kind of going all in for her.
But what if she's like the third date? You know, the producers are the devil. The producers brought Chase Rice back. So
I don't think she would be mad if he had sex with other girls. Do you think she would?
She says in the preview.
We
said
see
it.
Her say, if you had sex with anyone else, I don't think
over.
I can handle that. And
oh,
then
I didn't
hear
that
we
part.
Hear like someone, yeah. like, we, you know, Chris Harrison like says something to Peter and he gets all upset. I think it's that she.
I think she's she like, I think she's date three. He's boned two other ladies in a windmill.
Yeah.
She finds out. And then she takes off, and I think she takes off for good. Like, I think that's the thing that they say at the finale. It's like, we just found this out. Yeah. I think she's...
Do you think that's who his mom's talking about?
Bring her home. Peter,
bring her home to me.
Peter, bring her home to me. I do think that's who it is.
I think so. And then I think he's going to go after her.
And I don't think he's going to get her, which is why she's been saying on her own Instagram account, Madison's so down to earth and real.
I was going to bring that up.
Bring it up.
Well, that was it.
Yeah.
That's literally all I was going to bring up.
Madison
who
said that about herself?
Genuine and real.
She wrote on her own thing, Madison is so down to earth
my
and real.
God.
Who I will forgive her. I think it's an innocent mistake. But in my mind, it's because she took off. She's not coming back. And she wants to be like a pure. Bachelorette.
Which would
be
sick.
I don't want another virgin bachelor.
Out of all the girls there, though, I like her the most.
She's the best.
Because like she was like fun playing basketball.
She's a great
and she's a great basketball
player.
They
seem, and they seem to actually like each other.
And look, I'm all about people who believe in certain religions and I go ahead and practice. But there's a
But you're on The Bachelor.
Yeah, don't
but you're
go
on
The Bachelor.
And you just know
he's boned four times in a window.
Yes, you go
this
where,
is a horny dude.
Yeah, he's a horny
that
dude.
That wants to get you into a sauna and get you all
and
sweaty.
And you know his backstory. So for you to ask that now is like a little bit like, what? Why would you come on the show?
So we start out on a rain festival of every hometown
it's
in the rain.
In every city.
Every hometown in the rain.
A lot of pickup kissing. Like he was very much into that.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Straddling.
Have you ever straddled Taylor and a jump kiss? I've never straddled anybody in my entire life and jump kissed them.
I mean, I can honestly say yes. But,
okay.
But
so you've run and jumped into his arms, straddled him.
Yeah.
For sure. Taylor just did like a fist pump and I loved it.
For sure.
I loved it.
For sure.
Is
but
that
I
like
mean,
hello on a Wednesday?
It would be like, okay, how many times?
How many
I would
times
definitely
have
say it?
It
would be because we hadn't seen each other in a long time. Or
but that's
something.
Nice.
At an airport, because you have to make a show out of like seeing each other and you're like, oh, hello, I haven't seen you in a month.
Yeah. And you like this when it happens, Taylor. Are you like, yes? You love it. He loves
cool.
it.
Well,
so
Arden,
I guess we
maybe
can't shit talk it anymore.
Great.
Arden, that's our cue.
We need to be doing this. I'm going to do this next time
just
I see
as friends.
You. Just as friends.
But that's what we do.
You know what? I think that's going to be our new greeting. I'm going to do that to you, Michael. I hope I have consent.
I
assume you're going to be jumping into my arms.
Yes, and Pete looks, he's a big fan of
that
move. Big fan.
Yeah, he really loves it.
So they do the rain jump, and she goes, my dad's in the lumber industry. There's two ways to impress my dad. Having good character and being a tough man. Today, I'm going to make a real man out of you. And then they left their umbrellas on the ground and walked away.
What was with that? Who's picking up those umbrellas?
Just pick up the umbrellas.
It's raining. You need them.
It's raining. Yeah. You're covered. Your hair is getting frizzy.
I think the idea was I'm just so in love, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so in love, I just leave
umbrellas. Some get wet, others feel the rain. Bob Marley said that.
There you go.
I would really like to know what a forester is.
Yes. Yeah.
in, like, what does that mean? Like, he does throw axes for a living, or does he teach that class?
Yeah, because that's not a practical hobby.
That's not a practical hobby. He's not cutting wood. Anna, what do you think?
I think he's just an arborist. He just sells and, like, moves wood. He's like a wood dealer, basically.
You think? Yeah.
That's what you... A forester. I don't know.
He doesn't
what,
like cut trees. Do you think he like cuts trees?
No, I think he hires people to cut trees.
Yes, he runs a company that cuts trees or something. And
Ranger Rick.
He's a wood dealer.
Ranger Rick. Dealer. She says, "I need a tough man, so I'm going to take you axe throwing. This Cali boy is tough." And he goes, "I'm going to get a bullseye." I have to say, I was nervous for him.
I didn't hit the wall.
I did eventually actually get a bullseye. And I was
then
also,
said, "Let's go."
And I would too.
Let's go.
There was a camera move where an axe was like some camera person was standing in the axe's way.
They didn't say, but they lost like three camera dudes that day.
You know what? Worth it on
that
hometown
sad day.
And then, so then he got the bullseye, and he wrote, "You wrote me a letter, so I wrote one too. Here are the things I love about you." It feels like it's like a very 1950s eighth grade, like. It was sweet, but they haven't talked at all yet. And she names all of her dresses?
I was just going to bring that up.
What does she call them?
I don't know.
This is called the bone collector.
She names them like girl names. Like, this is Stacy.
This is Deborah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
I wanted to know some of the names.
I know.
And why did the audience know this before? We should know every name.
Yeah, we should know
that.
We need to know the name.
I'm wearing the Diane right now. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anna, what did you think of that?
It's just everyone's so young. I don't know. I don't know what naming your dresses means. I don't know anything.
Look, we've got young. We've got this, you guys are all young. You would never name your dresses.
I name my pants. And that's about it.
Carl looks great today, Michael. Carl is looking great.
Thank you.
So then he goes, "I love how intentional you are. How artistic you are." Artistic. Didn't she paint the vaginas all over her high school teacher's painting of Knoxville, Tennessee that she gave him opening night?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? She gave him a painting. She was like, "Here's a painting I made, my dad and I made for you." And it turned out her high school art teacher actually made it, but then she added all of the giant vaginas that were like painted on the bottom.
Yeah. How do I not remember those huge ugly pink flowers that looked straight up like vaginas.
There was like 20 vaginas.
They weren't supposed to be
vaginas.
But they looked just like vaginas. There was like 20 of them that were like added to the bottom. And she didn't actually paint the painting, allegedly.
No, apparently it was like everyone from her high school art class was like, "Our teacher painted that."
You know, Vagina Jim.
So funny.
Which is also the name of one of her dresses.
So we have, I'm going to read this every morning and every night. How are we feeling about Hannah Ann at this point in time? Annie, how do you feel about Hannah Ann?
Well, first of all, I think it's like really like special, and all the girls are going to hate that he wrote her a letter of 20 things I love about you, and they're fighting to even just get like, "I kind of am falling-ish maybe for you." And he wrote a massive letter for her. But I actually think he really likes her because she's young and kind of immature.
I think,
And he does seem like that's kind of almost the best fit for him right now. Because we think that he's kind of like that, you know? Yeah. So
it's interesting. Yeah, he has two sides of himself. I think the sort of like – that's the nice boy from the valley
who says
likes
the right
that.
Thing.
He likes that. But then we have the side of him that could not get enough of Hannah B. and keeps giving Victoria the rose, that loves a handful.
Yeah.
Like that song that the guy was singing, and he was like, "I love crazy.
Yeah.
Better not be nice. Let's just be crazy." And he was like, there's a side of him that loves a
crazy
mess.
But I think Hannah Ann could definitely be
crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mess.
She's been she's definitely been trained and programmed. And so
to
me,
she's the front runner right now.
I like 100%. Her too.
I've liked her more than I thought I would like her.
I think she's the most normal out of them all.
Madison's pretty normal.
Madison's normal, but that's a bombshell waiting to happen.
But Madison we know is like, it's going to blow
up. But just
blow
very, very, very religious.
Yes, she's very religious.
You'd have to buy into that big time, right? That, like to that, her and that family, that's number one.
For that's Madison? Number one,
Yeah.
She's cute as a button. She's sweet as can be. She seems like a nice young lady, and that is a big
She needs a faith-based person.
I just don't understand why she would ever go. Like, I'm just questioning why she would come on the show.
Why would you go on the show?
Because she seems so cool. And, like, I think she was almost trying to prove to herself and her family that they could that this could work with being like religious or something. Like there had to be something that she had to prove for herself.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make any sense.
No,
it doesn't
why? Because she's like so adorable and like there's got to be some nice guy in her church or like, you know what I mean? Like who wouldn't court her? She's so sweet.
Yeah. Her father.
Oh my God, dude! Her father, her father.
He looks like someone. He looks like a Lego. Like his hairstyle. Yeah. Is like
oh my God,
the Playmobil
guy.
His hair is terrible.
And he looks 12.
So we go home. We're at Hannah Ann's parents' house. The mom is weeping and just seeing Hannah Ann, and the dad is just glaring.
My favorite part is like Peter walks in and he goes, "Hey everybody, I'm Peter," and everyone in the room's like, "We don't care about you. We just want to."
Yeah,
Hannah
exactly.
Ann, right?
Yeah,
you know,
he definitely all the dads was so proud to be like, I did tell your daughter I'm falling in love with her. And all of them looked at him like, go fuck yourself, son. Like, you, like, fuck. Because they all know that Fantasy Suites is next week. And they all know he boned 4 times in a windmill last year. So the dad is glaring. And then he goes, Ranger Rick goes, she brought Pete home, which is... new and exciting.
Totally.
He wanted to throw an axe at Peter.
Yeah.
So badly. Yeah. Like
he had one in the couch cushion. He had one ready to go.
The fact that how could Hannah Ann not be a virgin? Like that's shocking to me. Like the fact that anybody could get past Ranger Rick feels shocking to me.
Yeah.
She probably didn't. Like, she probably was one of those kids that lied and snuck out a lot in high school. That's what she seems like. And now she's out of school and trying to get married. Now she's like, well, I have to do this because this is how I was brought up. But I am crazy and kind of freaky.
Yes. Yeah. Her sister actually called her sis and said, sis?
Yeah, I thought
you want to talk? Like, I'm playing the part of a human.
Exactly.
I'm playing the part of human interacting with my human sibling. Sis, shall we talk?
Maybe they're all robots.
It's like,
even the dad.
It was
I think that they're really just trying to look good on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, we have to be so likable. We want to be the favorite family.
Right.
The whole family is how she's been the entire season.
Except the dad whose face never moves. If you notice that, it's always like...
She said, do you love him? I'm really starting to fall in love with him. Her sister starts crying and said, when you first walked in, I could tell how happy you were. And then Pete's like saying to the mom, I know.
The shot of both of them clearing their one tear with one finger.
I know.
There's
a lot of crying like that. There's a lot of finger in the tear duct. Finger in the tear duct. And then, Pete tells her mom, I want to tell her I feel like I'm falling in love with her. And she's like, well, I'm cool with that. But her dad's not going to be easy. So he goes and tells the dad. And it's like, I love her. I love that she has a thirst for getting the most out of life. It's like, does she? I mean, she's a cutie pie. She seems nice, but like, does she have a thirst? What?
Wait, was this the one that he said that she's going to be really liked on TV or something? Like, didn't he mention that? Was that on Hannah Ann's tape?
Oh, I don't know, but that's exciting.
Wait, did that not happen? I feel like he said something like, no, she like everyone's really gonna like her. Like when I'm really like confident when this comes out or something like
that. Oh,
yeah, that sounds familiar, but I can't remember if it was Hannah Ann.
I can't remember which date, but
I believe
you. I kind of think it was Hannah Ann.
That's what I thought. Because I think she said that to the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so.
Or he said that to the dad.
Was this the dad that said, if you tell her that, be sure that you
know. He goes, I'm hoping to tell her I'm falling in love with her. And they said, don't say that unless you truly mean it. Listen to me. Unless you mean it, do not say it. And he's such a little bitch that he was like, your dad, I told your dad that I wanted to tell you that I am falling in love with you, but your dad told me not to tell you, but I'm telling you that that's what I told your dad. She's like, I love you. He's like, say it again. I love it. I need it. Say it again. I love you. Say it again. Just look at my eyes and say my name as you say it again. I love you, Peter. This is like in the rain. And I'm like, he got it. He got what he wanted.
Yeah.
He was like the crush collector.
Yeah. He's so excited.
He was so excited. He was like, oh, got it. I got it, Hannah B. You might have asked out, you know, Luke after. No, who is
Tyler.
Tyler, after she lost it with Jed, he was number 3 choice. I would have asked out Tyler, too.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hannah. Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't.
All right. So then she goes, I am in love with you. Say it again. I am in love with you. I love hearing that from you. And then...
And he still doesn't tell her anything.
Yeah. He's like, All he did was like, I told your dad that I was going to tell you, and he said not to tell you, so I'm not telling you, but that's what I was going to tell you until your dad told me not to tell you. So
unless I really mean it, which clearly, if I'm not telling you right now, I don't really mean it.
And when your dad sees his played back, he's going to kill me.
That's why. That's what's wrong with him. He's not creative at all. Yeah. Like, he's oddly by the book.
Yeah.
You know, like, dad told me not to, so I'm not going to, and this is my way of kind of saying it.
It's such a little wuss move.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Hi, guys, we're back. How was your break? Was it great?
Yeah, it was great.
You went jogging around the reservoir.
Yeah, I went jogging. I finished my book.
You got your hair braided. You look terrific.
Thank you so much.
Michael contoured his face. Mm-hmm. He looks terrific. A lot of highlighter on over there. Mm-hmm. I'm loving full face contour.
Going to the runway after
this. Going to the runway. That's great. So we're back. Okay, there was an ad for a show called The Perfect Duet, Listen to Your Heart. Do we have to do that on Patreon? I think we do. Patreon listeners, tell us, would you rather watch Bachelor Australia or would you rather hear us do Listen to Your Heart?
Is it a full show or is it like a special? Because it started in April,
it said. Yeah.
It was, and doesn't Bachelorette start in like May? So maybe it's like a short?
4 weeks. Yeah. Maybe it's we could do that blind dating one that's on Netflix.
Oh, Love is Blind.
So we could do Love is Blind on Patreon, and then we could go in to listen to your heart. Email us. Tell us what you
Love
want.
Love is Blind is nuts. I've been watching.
Kyle Dunnigan has been emailing me and saying it's amazing.
It's insane. Okay. And the only good thing is like they're all at least of proper age.
Okay, so we might need to
proper age.
They're old enough to get married.
Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, if you would rather watch Love is Blind into Listen to Your Heart or Bachelorette Australia, which she's also supposed to be adorable, but I kind of feel like we need to do Love is Blind into Listen to Your Heart.
I'm just so curious what it's going to be.
Okay, we're back. We're back. And here we are in Iowa. We've got a Des Moines.
P.S. This is where Taylor is from. He knows all of Des Moines.
Okay. What?
And a lot of his friends know Kelsey.
Oh, what?
Wait. Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, but none of his friends that know her watch The Bachelor.
Okay. Really, so. Okay. I have to say, Kelsey, I was not strong on Kelsey, but then last week in New York City, Michelle Collins made a strong pitch for Kelsey being a fun bachelorette.
Really?
That she could be. Wait, Katie, Anna? Okay, Anna. Didn't she make a good pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think she'd be entertaining. She's just like kind of like screw loose enough.
She's pretty. I feel like if she wasn't competing against other women, maybe some of her damage wouldn't leak out all the time. She always has wine teeth, and I love that they went grape stomping. She got accused of drinking too much wine, and she goes straight to making the wine.
She's champagne girl, right?
Yeah. She did also have champagne explode all over her face.
She truly doesn't seem stable at times. She either seems completely unstable and crazy or the most boring human ever.
Well, her family.
Exactly. I was super bored on that date.
I love that her family kept being like, you know she's a lot, right?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised, the mom said.
I know.
I'm really surprised.
Never thought she'd make it this far.
They were like, you've seen it, right? I mean, you've seen. She's
the crazy, right?
She's like. She really wears her emotions close to the surface.
I thought that, like, literally from the minute he got on this date, his face looked like he was trying so hard to force a smile. He was like, well, we're here at the wine place.
Yes.
And we've really liked wine all over the world, so that's just fitting that we're here.
She's been accused of having a wine problem, so let's just dive into it. I know. I did feel like he'd given up the will to live when they were like, what should we call it? And he was like, let's just call it wine. At that point, I'd be like, I on principle can't date
I'm
you.
Out.
On principle, if you are a person who says, what should we call it? And you call it wine, I can never introduce you to my friend. I'm going to be so embarrassed.
He didn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be there because he'd just been with Hannah Ann.
But the funniest part to me was when he described her like a wine. That
That was that
couple lines of the show.
I know, and he was like, she's sweet, but
she's kind of spicy.
And a little complex.
A little bit oaky.
And she makes your teeth blue and then makes you feeling really terrible the next day and wondering about the choices you made.
She's oaky and kind of empty inside.
Leaving you needing a tall glass of water.
Jesus.
It says Leah's exactly. She leaves an aftertaste that leaves you wanting more. Like, they do a lot of wine stomping on this show. No one wants to stomp grapes, I don't think.
No.
Anna?
Also, his pants weren't fold enough. Yes. Enough.
I kept thinking about that.
I was wondering about the pants. I was wondering about the pants because he wears kind of tight pants. It'd be hard to roll them up enough. And then she goes, okay, you throw out the names. He goes, our bottle is called wine. I'm a pilot. I like
so
to be Peter
exciting. Pilot. He's so exciting.
Not creative at all.
No. Jesus. And she goes, I am in love with you. I know. And I know that my family's going to see it. And then she goes, I know they're going to see my heart and I can see our future with us. Cheers. And he just looks so captured, like, must get out of here.
Is she the one with a nose job?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, she might not.
Then it turns out her sister has the same nose.
They all have kind of had weird noses.
They're clones.
They're clones.
But my friends and I were watching and we're just like, did they all get nose jobs?
I thought for sure she got a nose job from day one. And then I did think the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, your sisters all have like the
Michael
same
Jackson nose.
But I went, really maybe they all got, maybe there was like a Groupon nose situation because people sent us
a Groupon nose job for families.
Her mom's nose looked real, though.
Her mom's nose was real.
And one sister's nose was real.
But we had somebody email in before when we were asking about the Michael Jackson nose. We had
before and after.
People emailed in the before and after. So there was, unless.
Maybe they all got it. They look rich. I mean,
that was a nice house. They had a cute house, nice tiling.
How many children? There was a dude there.
There was like five. Well, there was a lot of blonde ladies.
I don't know.
They're like three.
Because that was her stepdad. Her real dad in a show, which I
was shocked.
They have a lot of family members in the Midwest. I can attest. I feel like everyone has like 10 brothers and sisters
It's cheaper to live. If you live in LA and if you have like 10 kids, you got to be like a zillionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if it's like,
but they did have a really nice house, which I was going to ask, do they stage or do anything to houses?
That house, I was wondering. Yep.
So sometimes they don't even use their own house. They use like a friend or a family member, or I think they get Airbnbs a lot, and they definitely stage.
That was definitely an Airbnb.
Yeah. Maybe they knew they weren't going inside.
Well, I think it depends on the family. I think the family can say like that. We'll show our house or what.
If it was her family's house, they have a very cool house. I loved the tile of the fireplace situation.
Yes.
I liked the crazy sconce things, and the pendant lights in the bedroom that made kind of a jail cell lighting. But it was like, I thought they had
best interior decorating by far.
100.
I missed all that.
Oh my God.
We were saying it looked like
West Elm or Restoration Hardware. But it did look almost a little bit.
Yeah. It felt like a cute domino spread. Yeah. They did a best house I've seen in a hometown. I was surprised.
And all for nothing.
I was surprised that they didn't bust out the dad.
I know.
Because they are devils on this show.
And he didn't even come up.
The producers. I'm surprised that producers didn't go find him in Mexico.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I think that is ultimately the reason why he didn't end up with her, too. I think he took that into account, like, oh, we're just going to go here and just pretend everything's fine. When you opened up to me and said this massive thing about your dad, and no one here knows about it.
Right.
And now we're just going to play la-di-da.
Yeah.
And it didn't even come up. I'm surprised it didn't come up.
I'm surprised because these devils that busted out Chase Rice are going to try and bring the dad up, generally.
And that drummed up that old girl in where?
Oh, my God.
Save it.
Victoria. And, I mean, even Dean's dad. I mean, if they're going to get Dean's dad in
Dean's
the yurt,
dad is,
in the yurt, given the mung beans.
They could have tried to, like, contact him or something, and he genuinely, like, it.
He just wouldn't do it.
Well, maybe they also knew that Kelsey would, like, literally have a meltdown. Yeah. Like, it would be like she probably couldn't handle that because she seems very unstable.
But I don't think they care. They're not nice people.
I don't know.
Yeah, they wouldn't
care. Note, there's a rumor online that Dean and Kaylin got married in Europe when he broke his femur.
Yeah, nice. I can see that.
I can see that too. I like
Bachelor in Paradise.
I mean, just the best one. That's why we basically watch all these shows to get the farm team to know the main game is Mexico. The main game is Paradise. Have you ever watched it, Michael?
I have not. No.
You'll love it.
That's the best.
You'll love it. When you and Annie can come back, you're gonna love it. It's people boning in hot tubs and sometimes actually falling in love. Sadly, Goose and Crystal are getting divorced.
Divorced, right? Because they married.
They married last year, and there was all that fight during Angela and Clay, and then his ex-girlfriend walking down the aisle, and like at the Goose and the Crystal wedding.
Did we bring up that Kendall and grocery store Joe broke up?
They did.
Yeah, they
broke
up.
They were so sweet.
I know. They were
cute. Bummed about that one. They seemed like they genuinely liked each other.
But she there was a part of her that I felt like
she was a little crazy.
But she wasn't all in on him.
So they're eating, and she's like, and the mom's like, you can read Kelsey's emotion right away on her face. They kept saying it. And I thought, they don't want to handle if they're like, oh, no, she's made it so far, and we're going to have to deal with this. Like, you know.
The mom's like, please just don't break her heart because I'm going to have to go through so much after this.
I'm going to be the one that has to deal with it. I'm the one that's cleaning this up.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy.
To give her another bottle of champagne.
That she'll save for a year and then open in her own face.
And then go back to Bachelor. She'll be good on Bachelor
she'll be
in Paradise.
Great
yes,
on
she
Paradise.
Is. Yes, she is.
A lot of these women will.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So then the family is like, oh, do you enjoy this? It's our Cray Goon.
What was that?
Crab Rangoon.
Crab Rangoon. What is that?
Really I don't good. Know. I just
is it?
It's like fried
crab,
cream cheese,
it's like
and crab.
Imitation crab and cream cheese in like a fried
Does
shell.
Does anyone really know what that is? I'm shocked.
I've never heard of
He's
that.
He's from Des Moines. Is this a Des Moines thing?
Is this a thing?
No, they're everywhere.
Kids night, crab rangoons every Tuesday.
There you go. It's like a real thing. It's a big thing. People love it.
I'm so hungry.
I actually love crab.
Here you go. Have all of it.
And I get Chinese food.
Have all of it. There were so many blonde women excited for him to eat crab rangoon. Rangoon. So then she said, bad grammar again. Him and I have had to learn to overcome a lot from early on. It's like, you mean you freaking out over your champagne bottle? That's what you had to overcome. It was like you not being able to roll that somebody took your champagne.
Yeah.
That's what your problem was. Yeah. That you couldn't just hang or hand him the champagne.
Or drink it once it's open.
Yeah, or drink it. Anna, what do you have to say?
Yeah, I kind of knew she would probably go home. I don't know. There wasn't enough spark there in the end. Yeah. And I agree that I think the dad thing kind of, because he's like, we have to be honest.
Yeah.
She's like, has this huge secret.
Huge.
Never comes up again.
Yeah,
never.
Yeah.
Her stepdad was nice. Her stepdad was sweet. And he was like, how are you doing? She's like, well, I told him today. I told him I'm in love with him. And he was like, and did he reciprocate it? Like, oh, and she's like, no, it's scary. It's scary.
And she was like, what's reciprocate?
And then she's like, and he said to her, my heart is definitely falling, which is the least commitment of a statement I've heard on like, it's not, I am falling, my heart is falling, but I am going to cut you because I do actually have enough self-preservation to know I like crazy, but it's the wrong kind of like actual crazy.
My heart is falling into an abyss.
With my new bottle of wine. Wine.
Called wine.
Called wine.
Here we are. So now, anything final thing on Kelsey?
No, I was
Do you
bored.
Know anything about Taylor? Do you know anything about Kelsey from? Do people like her?
No.
No.
Really? Actually, no, I was talking to one of his friends.
I stay out of it.
There was a girl that came into town that's one of their friends. Whatever. Yes. We were watching it together and she was like, she was the she was the pageant queen or whatever.
Okay.
And supposedly, yeah, a lot of people like don't like her and she's just kind of like a bitch. That's like her known thing there.
She seems
which
like
seems
a bitch.
Very much like that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem completely out. That's not
I mean,
off
that's
brand.
All I have.
That's not off brand.
But
that scans.
That scans.
I think that
track.
Overall
that
he
tracks.
Was really bored. I thought the date was like cringeworthy of just trying to get a smile out of him.
Yeah.
And that was the minute that I was like, oh, this is like just very not happening.
And she kept jumping and like the leg wrap didn't work with him because she's and her kisses were like mwah, 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 mwah. Like she wouldn't kind of ease up. I think people like a little bit of a chase. When like it feels like when somebody's too much of a sure thing, they're like, I'm not. I want a little bit of worry that you're going to reject me.
Yeah. She was the only one at the very end when, you know, Chris Harrison's like, you look nervous. Are you nervous? And then she came out. She didn't look nervous.
Yeah.
And she's like, I said I loved him. He's like, great.
Chris
cool.
Harrison can be – I swear to God, he knows.
He knows.
Of course he knows.
He just like sticks the knife.
He's your frenemy coming to be like, wow. So things were pretty great. You told him you loved him.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah.
So here we are in Auburn, Alabama, Madison.
War Eagle. Hey.
War Eagles. Yeah.
That was hard.
That was hard. That was really hard.
I nearly went to college.
He did not
there.
Want to do that.
I didn't either.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that. I did not.
I didn't want to do it.
Did you want to do it?
I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I
did.
Didn't.
What?
War
Eagle. I actually got the whole thing if you guys want it. It goes, bada gada bada gada bada gada ba, ra ra ra, sis boom ba, weagle weagle, war damn eagle, kick him in the butt, big blue hey.
That's not real.
That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
These people say this.
How do you know that?
I nearly went to college there.
But in order to nearly go, you had to learn it?
Yes. Yeah. We showed up for like the on-campus day.
Yeah.
And they were like, you have to have this memorized by
Oh, my God.
Wow. And then
yeah,
where does the eagle part come in?
Well, that's the thing. Their mascot's a tiger, but...
What?
Wait, what?
But someone had an eagle that they trained to like fly down onto the field.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to challenge you to do that again. If that's not fake, let's see that one more time and let's hear the whoa eagle
I'm gonna
at
go
the
as
end.
Fast as I can. Okay. Bada gada bada gada bada gada ba ra 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 sis boom ba weagle weagle war damn eagle kick him in the butt big blue hey.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Where's the whoa eagle?
That's a completely
that's a different thing.
Separate. It comes afterwards. Thing. There's
whoa.
That.
Biggest boner killer I've ever seen. It's like, I don't want to see man or woman screaming, whoa. It's just like, it's like, I remember my friend and I used to call it like diarrhea syndrome, where like I had a crush on this guy and then he talked about having diarrhea. And it was like, I could never, ever be attracted to him again. Like, never, ever. It's like over. You ruined it. You should never acknowledge that you had diarrhea and you can't do whoa eagle in front of me.
war.
And
it's war.
Especially don't do it half-assed, too. He, yeah. like, totally was like, should I do this?
Yeah, because he knew it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I had a friend who dated a woman who said that her ex, I think she had been married, like her ex-husband, she would sit on her ex-husband's lap while he pooped.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No.
What? Yeah.
What? No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah. Arden is
no.
standing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, just like sort
Why?
Of like, hey, just hanging out, reading the paper, whatever.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, that's Why? Break up with that girl.
And break up with him. Like, get a lock. Yeah. Get a lock.
Yeah.
Close the door.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Life is so long. And yeah. if you're going to have to, like, want to sleep with someone for a lifetime, yeah. there's some easy things you can do to, like, just eliminate the minimal stuff of, yeah. like, don't sit on your husband's lap while he's taking a shit. Just start with that. You know what I mean? Like, he yeah. might not be into that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my love advice for the day.
Thank you.
That's right after Valentine's
that
Day.
And don't
you're welcome,
do War
Annie.
Eagle.
Taylor, you're welcome. Don't you worry, Eagle. Okay, so here we are. We've got the Charles Barkley statue. And then Charles Barkley comes on and says, treat her right. I thought that was kind of exciting.
No,
and then he says,
cool.
War Damn Eagle. I noticed that last night. He was like, War Damn Eagle. And I'm like, wow, he really is impassioned about it. Yeah. But turns out that's what you say in the thing.
That's what you say.
It's
like, War Damn Eagle?
It's like being Catholic and peace be with you. It's
yeah.
just, you know,
oh.
War Damn Eagle.
Bang it, bang it. War Damn Eagle.
Wow.
That was in there.
Yep.
God, I did not grow up in this world at all. Okay, so he's Charles Barkley, and out comes the coach. And her dad, Pruitt, is the right-hand man. Mm-hmm. He's a great man. And then she did the two-ball pound and then a high-low. I was very impressed.
Oh, she was good.
She's yeah. good.
Girl can play ball. Yeah.
She was adorable, and I yeah. like that she, like, totally beat him. He was okay. He had a few good moves.
Yeah.
Can I show you a funny tweet that Tyler Cameron had, Tyler C?
Yeah.
He tweeted this photo of Peter not with the ball, and it says, leaked photo of Peter seen with his arm around his fiance.
I like that.
I think it's amazing.
That's funny.
That's really good.
And he was like, I can't get enough of this girl. And then they started making out and kind of dry humping on the middle of the yeah. basketball
yeah.
court.
Yeah, on the floor.
Her dad won't be happy about yeah. that one.
No, I was thinking that. Like,
disrespect on his territory.
That's right. Getting yeah. grinded on, like, in public
yeah.
on sacred ground.
Yeah.
He's not going to like that.
He's not going to like
the lie down part.
Jesus isn't going to like it.
No. Overall, next episode is going to be really interesting with the whole Madison and her family.
I cannot wait.
But that was overall, I think, a really great date. Like,
great
it put
date.
A smile on probably everybody's face.
Oh, yeah.
She was
hell of a lot better than squishing grapes.
Yeah, yeah. And better than Hannah Ann and the Axe. Like, I felt like yes. they actually feel comfortable with each other. Yeah. She actually feels like a real person. I feel like they like each other.
Yep.
She was cute. I like that she kind of sassed him. I thought she had she does clearly have this strong community, and how cool that her dad was, like, the assistant coach. Yep. Like, it all was like, that's a great date.
Yeah.
Anna.
I like that Bruce Pearl was yucking it up.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Who, what?
He's the coach.
Oh, yeah.
Known
yeah.
for breaking many NCAA rules.
That's what Lori said.
Really?
He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, Lori really,
said
really?
That he keeps breaking rules.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, whoa.
Yeah.
He's paid a fine or two.
Huh.
Wow. What kind of rules?
Well, it's actually not. It's not like murder, but it's like, you know, like
recruiting rules or whatever.
Well, it's like,
wait, we're starting
like,
there. Not like he, you know, did a free throw from a
no.
Online?
It's more like he, you
we're
know,
starting
he'll
murder.
Like transfer money to certain players who
he didn't
need
it,
it. Which NCAA doesn't. They don't pay. They like
okay.
to force like these players to play for nothing.
I like that you know this, Anna. This feels
Are
like
you
a big Katie
sports
thing.
Person?
This feels like a Katie thing.
No, I just was reading.
Huh.
I read books
that's
on
so
this
stuff.
Or Aaron
would
knows
know.
All about this. Yeah.
So here we are. We go and eat, and Maddie got the special plate, which was
special
sweet.
Plate.
But
I think it should only happen on like either birthdays or Thanksgiving.
Every night,
every dinner.
I think it would have been nice. Again, all the family seemed to like kind of shun Peter a little bit. I feel like it would have been nice if he would have gotten the special
yeah,
plate.
Yeah, exactly. It's your guest.
You're a special
it's
guest.
Your guest. Also, all these people, when they go home, their families weep as if they've just done a tour like in Vietnam or Iraq. You know, it's
really
like they've been gone for like 3 weeks, like drinking in a mansion in Calabasas. Like, how.
I know.
They're all like small town families that probably see them like every day, and like they live like down the street from each other, and they're like,
right.
"Mom, can you do my laundry?"
Right.
And
so this is the longest they've been
gone,
and they're very young.
Yeah.
So yes.
Maddie's like, "I got my special plate," and it's like, "I like that you are such a, you know, inspiring thing. I like that you're a good sister."
Yeah.
And then it's like, I like that you didn't fuck my daughter. You know, like, so then they praise.
And,
he says, in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. amen. And then the mom said, there's greatness in your future, new beginnings, meaning just because you fucked in a windmill doesn't mean we're going to give you a fresh start. You can be a purity ring. We can start over.
Right.
And then he goes, this is toasting with sweet tea.
Yeah. With sweet tea,
no. They don't drink.
They don't drink. Yeah. She doesn't drink. Did you know at the end, champagne?
She didn't drink it.
And then he goes.
So she never has drank this whole show?
I mean, we don't think. We noticed last night.
I did too.
I know she didn't drink the toast.
Champagne at the end.
I don't think she drinks.
The sheer fact that they brought up, like, this is sweet tea. It was like.
Yeah.
They're like against
they're
alcohol,
trying. Yeah, they're trying so hard. Ugh.
Look how
I have family members like that. Like.
And then they go. Tough. We have a family of faith. He's nice and handsome. Have you talked to him about your decisions that you've made for yourself? And then, I was a little freaked out when the dad says she's so pure.
Yeah.
I put my hands on her as a baby.
Yeah, and prayed for her husband.
I just that whole combo. Look, I did not have a protective dad. I didn't have a great dad. Like, let me just say that. But, like, so I appreciate that he loves his daughter. I appreciate that he seems like a nice guy. I was, like, just hearing him continuously talk about her purity and putting his hands on a baby.
It felt a little bit like,
husband,
you know.
Freaked me out.
That's very, like, old school Christian. Like, I grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
So this is very, like, that kind of. Attitude is very. I understand it.
Okay,
but
okay.
I will say I don't like our family doesn't do, and it's kind of weird, and it's very old school. It's like you don't need to be talking about it. You just need to.
Yeah,
the whole thing is just be a friend, be nice, and like you know, love everybody, and don't kind of push it like that.
That's
like
it.
That's like very pushy.
But there's two options. Like growing up in the South, you either come to their house and you meet the dad and he's like he's cleaning his gun and he's like, all right boy, you're gonna behave, she's back by 11,
or
it's the Jesus route, and I would much rather have that than like the intimidation factor,
right.
Although there is something a bit creepy to me about like put my hands on her when she's little and I said you're gonna get a man.
It is weird.
Yeah,
it is weird
for
to tell
that
this guy.
Yeah.
And especially coming from the dad with the bad hair.
Oh, my God. The dad with the bad hair.
He, like, maybe if he was, like, cooler looking or something, but he just looked so
It's like
creepy.
Benjamin Button.
He
looked 12 years old.
Have you seen the photos of him when, like, Madison was a teenager?
This photo.
There's two of them here.
Stop.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
He looks like,
that's the dad. He looks like he's, like.
So she must be, like, 15 there. And like
oh, my God. Yeah. Taylor, what are you?
16 years old.
That's fucked up.
Right? It's like upsetting. It's actually upsetting.
That's yeah.
That's
Are not.
Well, like he's 47 now. He probably had her when he was 22.
Was he
I
then?
Think.
He's
well,
also
think
got
he's
young.
Probably,
he's got,
I think he's like 41.
He's got,
young
he's got a weird young face. He's like Benjamin
face.
Button.
And okay, then, that looks creepy as hell.
I know.
Like high school boyfriend.
I was not in it until I saw that picture. But
it looks like her
weird.
High school boyfriend. Like, it's fucked up. And then he posted this on his own Twitter thinking this was acceptable.
No, somebody.
So that's when he.
Why
so
is
he
by the lockers?
Dude, somebody.
He's by the
I don't get it. I don't get it.
There was somebody that tweeted us and said, next time I'm considering getting bangs, I'm going to look at pictures of Madison's dad and change my mind.
Isn't that insane?
Dude, it is like a Lego. It's like a Lego hair
like
that's been placed
take it
on
off.
Top. It's like the
you
Lego man hair that's
put
placed on top.
Put a different one on.
That's been
I
placed.
Like how you're also
it's shocking.
Staring. It's insane.
I can't get over that. I really can't. He looks younger than her.
Yeah,
I know.
It's shocking.
Arden sent it to the group text, and I freaked out. I was like, that is not true. That's not him.
So
and
that does make it even more creepy that he prayed for the husband. He's
exactly.
also secretly praying, please don't get one because I want you for the rest of my life.
Yeah, they look like it's like their prom day. Okay, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
I'm going to go there. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. We've been talking about this for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you believe that that is her dad?
I put my hands on her.
Dude. And then he goes, I am. He's like, I'm going to tell her. I did tell your daughter that I was starting to fall in love with her. And he was like, uh-huh. Like, and it's like,
but then they had that weird conversation where I rewound and watched it again. I'm like, what did I miss? What did he not say? He said,
I don't want you to break her heart.
Right. Can you promise me? And he goes, I really just can't right now.
Yeah. And then he goes,
I thought that was like a negative.
Yes.
For her.
And then he goes, he went out and said, I am falling head over heels in love with you. And then he said, I love Madison. It was hard.
What couldn't he say to the dad? He just couldn't say.
He just like
more than the other girls
that she'd be the one to choose.
Which probably comes after the Hannah Ann conversation with Rich or Rick.
Ranger Rick.
Because he was very intimidating.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to.
I'm surprised he didn't say like, you know, another dad said.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't say if I don't mean it, so I can't.
I think Peter also feels intimidated by that family because he's not as religious. And it's like very clear that that's like the number one thing for them. Mm. And so maybe he's just like. He feels like, oh, shit, they're not going to accept me anyways. And so he's just like, I think he's scared of them.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I think he kind of knows, like, Madison hasn't said that she loves him.
No, she hasn't.
And so he maybe feels insecure in that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, moving.
Overall, very awkward.
Yeah. So awkward. Dang. And awkward. She didn't.
And don't serve sweet tea in a wine glass. I'm sorry. But, like,
yes.
Don't try to look like you're going to drink alcohol in a non-alcoholic family and then put sweet tea in it.
Yeah, don't have wine glasses.
That's a great point.
Why own wine glasses?
Put it in a cup. Yeah, put it in a cup. Tico's. And I'd ask for ice. Why was there no ice in it?
Yes. Yeah, because you're trying to make it look like wine.
They want to make it look like wine.
Like, then but drink
they're,
wine.
They're yeah. trying to make it look like
you
wine.
You just made wine wine. Why don't you drink your wine wine wine?
It was, it was Jesus' first miracle.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that bothered me so much. Like, if I went to dinner and, like, someone gave me sweet tea in a wine glass, I'd be like, I'm sorry. I hate to be a bitch, but can I have this in a cup?
With ice.
Some ice.
With ice. With ice.
And a lemon.
Yeah.
Annie, I got to tell you, you're doing great. I'm so enjoying. You're a nice addition.
How fun is our young Hollywood edition?
Fun.
It's great.
Great. Okay, so then here we are. He's falling head over heels. We're now in. This is what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Here we are. This is what we have all been waiting for. In Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like all of 2020, like, is like, this is like highlight. It's all into this. We're in Virginia Beach. She's got a dog who ran straight into the ocean trying to get away from Virginia.
Went to another guy.
Yeah. To another guy. And they go. They do the jump. I mean, she's cute as a button. She's got her crazy avatar almond eyes. Her Keen painting is Jenny Slate Keen painting.
And she doesn't wear a lot of makeup. I like that. She's very like
so
cute and pretty.
So they go and they do old time photos, which was cute.
Sure.
So they had the dog.
A little random.
Yeah, kind of weird. And I like that it was like literally taken on an iPhone. It like wasn't even in like sepia.
No, I know. If you're gonna do it, at least throw the sepia, like the sepia, like
is that like a thing there? Is that like a old time thing? I mean, that used to be a Six Flags.
Yes,
something.
It was so
but it's
random.
Not like a thing that I would be like, that's what I'm gonna do.
When I think Virginia Beach, my feeling is, and I don't know anything about Virginia Beach, but my feeling is it's probably like a summer destination town and they're there like mid whatever February is like raining in every city. Yeah. And, you know, so they're like, go to the boardwalk and they're like, let's try to make it fun.
Yeah, I guess.
And they've got this old
time. But then they should have done like, let's go to the boardwalk.
Let's go to the boardwalk.
Yeah, because it wasn't like, stomping on grapes, throwing axes.
And then
old timey photo.
And they've done enough photo shoots.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then a quick country concert.
She won the freaking contest for the photo shoot. That's why she did it. She's like, I got to do another one because this is my golden ticket.
I
like that they included the dog.
Yeah, me too. But they didn't even make it look old-timey. It was like an iPhone photo. Yeah. It was like, here you are dressed up. Here, you borrow my clothes for 10 minutes. So they go and she's like, I've got a surprise for you. I also fucked Hunter Hayes.
That's what I thought.
It's Chase Rice again, guys. He looks just so much
Do we know who Hunter Hayes is? Anyone? Is that a name we know?
Yes, that's a big country singer.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun song. And
but I am like, how does she have all these connections with country artist boys? Yeah. Like, how did she get this? How'd she pull this one?
Yeah, she's a groupie.
How'd she pull this?
Yeah,
that's probably Bachelor producers.
So you're telling me Kelsey's like, what should I do? I'll stop grapes and whatever. And she's like, I want Hunter Hayes to come and perform a private concert. And they were like, sure.
Can we choose the song?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The fact that it was, I don't want easy, I want crazy for Victoria F. And by the way, she was adorable. Like, for all the bad shit we know about her online, when she's good, her good version is she was a fun date that day dancing.
Yeah, I thought it was a great date.
They had a great date.
They had a great date.
They were on cloud nine. They showed that sort of behind the scenes saying goodbye when he was going to get into the car.
They were adorable. Yeah. And she was like, bye, girls. I'm Mrs. Weber. And I thought she has a point. Like, when they have fun, they have fun. Mm-hmm.
I think he also needs a little bit of like crazy in that way. Not Kelsey crazy. I actually prefer the Victoria F. crazy, because that's what I think he likes. He likes the drama.
He likes
and he likes things going on in this girl's life.
Yeah.
So.
He likes to tend to some. I think
and
he
likes girls that cry, which she's
loved
been doing
it.
A lot, too.
He wasn't into Hannah Ann until she started crying.
Yeah.
And then he was like, that's what I've been waiting for.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. So he's a little bit like a cult leader. There's a little bit of a cult leader situation happening.
Yeah.
So he goes, I want to marry my best friend. And her and I are on track. She and I.
Come on.
Her and I. How about me and
me and them,
me and Hannah,
me and I.
You grammar Nazis.
I would be really bad at that.
Okay, so we are a little bit. There's a few. Just her and I. The her and I. Mm. Okay, so then Marissa this was the best. So then it's like, hey, Peter, hi.
Cue Marissa. Don't show my face, Marissa.
Long time no see. I also love that it's an ex-girlfriend. Like,
tell my name and everything about me, but don't show my face.
Yeah. Okay. Also, it's an ex. It's a, let's put ex-girlfriend in quotes. Yeah. It's someone he met at a clothing store and fucked her that night. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, at a guest. He met her at the guest at the Glendale Gallery.
Did you guys not see that there was a picture of them two together, like on a couch in like 2012? Yeah. They were dating.
I saw that. He looked so different. He did not look
the
same.
Can you show me?
Yeah, it's online. It's
and
good.
Supposedly, her whole Instagram is out now because she posted a quote and completely came open with everything. So she never really wanted to be secret. She just didn't, I guess, want her face to be shown. Maybe she didn't like her makeup that day.
So she was like, and he goes, oh, is that the same? She goes, is that the same leather jacket you bought? I guess.
Yeah.
He was like, no. Oh, hi, Marissa. She's like, you're here with Victoria, right? And he's, oh, yeah. That doesn't even look like him.
Whoa.
He looks still cute, but different.
I think he looks exactly the same. And he kind of looks like, oh my gosh, who's the, from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I'm blanking. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. I have a Jason Segel story I'll tell you later. Okay, so then we have, she's like, well, be careful. There's a lot of people from here. I just know what a good guy you were. I didn't want you to be affected by someone else. I used to be friends with her, and she's broken up many a relationship, broken up because of her. And I didn't want this to come to fruition for you. Bad things. He was like, this is a complete bomb. It's like, well, what did she actually say?
Nothing.
She's a bit of a homewrecker. Like, what did she say? She didn't say any details.
Yeah, I think she was just saying, be careful, she's nuts, which is clear already.
So right. I'm going to just say, and I usually save it for the end, but I did go deep diving because I'm a monster. She did say that when Marissa first met Victoria F, that Victoria threatened to slash her tires because she was hanging out with an ex-boyfriend of Victoria's, which is nuts.
I believe it.
Me too. I love it. And then also, but apparently it was allegedly she broke up some marriages of people she was friends with.
Yeah, yeah. Like two different marriages.
That's not great.
She's bad news.
I can totally see that. That's like so, makes so much sense. The girl that's like, I'm so nervous to get on a runway, walk and be sexy.
Yeah.
Is actually the one that like is the homewrecker in her hometown.
Well, she was the one also that was like, I can't go skydiving. Oh my God, this is skydiving. And then they like in her old Instagrams, there's photos of her skydiving and like nailing it.
Yeah. Also, apparently she saw Marissa a few weeks afterward and yelled, you're a fucking loser at her.
I mean, I don't blame her.
In a restaurant.
I don't blame her.
You know, like when people are like looking at
I would
like,
be pretty pissed.
I don't blame her.
But like, apparently she,
how do we get that on TV? Damn it.
Yeah.
Victoria TGI Fridays would be amazing.
She goes to an oyster, I read this on Reddit. She goes to an oyster bar in town.
Who does?
Victoria F. And gets really drunk and yells at the staff until she's kicked out. And calls them like poor and shit.
Wow.
She's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's That's bad amazing. News. She's
I mean, every date that they've had, they've literally, like, it seems like they're in a 5-year or 6-year relationship, and they've only had a couple dates. And every date, it's like, why are you in a mood?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, like, totally. So funny.
It was funny watching. So he goes and he goes to her house to meet her family, and her family's like, I'm excited to meet Peter. Like, Nana's going to give the Nana kisses. Yeah. And then, which I thought was funny and cute.
Also, poor house, too. Like, not poor house, but, like, that interior decorating was.
It felt like a real house.
It felt like a real house.
They didn't get an Airbnb.
Get a little bit staged, I think.
I feel like usually they bring in like some kind of like a Pier One. They'll throw like a couple candles, maybe some pillows.
Maybe they knew. Maybe they're like, look, he's not
foreshadowing.
He's
not
going to
make it. He's never going to come inside. So he shows up so moody, so easily affected by a very vague.
That's the thing. Is like this person's probably right. I mean, she's a train wreck.
I have to say.
Can you go right to her?
I'm going to be real. I actually saw her point of like when the way he came out all moody and he's like, I have something to tell you. I met somebody and she said that you've broken up a lot of relationships. Now, the way she reacted showed that it was probably true.
Yeah.
But he did come out kind of accusing her and she was like all excited.
What's the point?
And I thought she was sort of like, you're about to meet my family.
And the
like,
timing was awful.
I kind of saw her point of like
100%.
Like, dude, what are you like? Are you seriously
like,
doing this
a
right
real
now?
Man in this situation would be like, you know what? I understand that was said, but I'm going to still be the man and go in and have a good time with your family because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yes.
And then afterwards, like maybe as we have to leave or whatever, I'm going to bring this up and we can really talk about it, just us two. But yeah, right in front of their house.
Yes.
I know. I'm surprised the family, like, they must have heard.
Yeah.
They must have heard and we're at, like, the windows and whatnot.
I love that every single encounter they've had, she's gone and cried by a wall or behind. And this time she had to go hide by a car. She just went down the block and hid in the dark by a car and then came back, like, she's never not once gone and hid behind a partition or wept against a wall or, like, she is a handful. Yeah.
She did it
she
at the end of the
episode.
She
just has to leave. She has to get out of there.
Yeah. She's got
to
get out of there.
She...
I also like when she said to her, like, okay, Peter, why do you still want me? Like, because he's like, you always do this. And she had a good point of like, all right, bro, like, what's your problem? Like, if I'm this and you keep saying I'm this, why do you keep sticking around? He's like, because you're hot and we haven't gotten to Fantasy Suites
exactly.
yet. Because we haven't been in a windmill, an Airbnb windmill yet.
Yeah.
What did you think? Whose side were you on, Rob?
I honestly see that she's bad news. She's bad news.
Yes.
But I thought it was so dumb. This is what I don't like about him, that he this random person he hasn't seen in a while is like, you know, she breaks up relationships and he's like, oh no. And he's like, I just ran to this girl and she said you break up relationships.
Yeah.
And like, what is she supposed to do with that? She's got nothing to do with it. It just like it was poor timing. It was really odd to me.
I agree with all that, but she gaslit the shit out of him, and that was real bad to watch because I was like, oh, that's a person who will potentially like ruin you emotionally because she is gaslighting you. She's not even denying it. She's just like deflecting so hard. I thought it was very poor showing on her part as well.
He ended up like having to apologize to her. Like she became the absolute victim in it.
Annie, what did you think?
Yeah.
And they never really got to actually talk about what happened.
She never.
I had like, to like go back in time because I was like so confused why, like how they went from one yelling conversation to hugging and then him just getting in the car. It was like such a crazy.
When he left, I was like, wait, what just happened?
I was like, wait, did he say he was going to leave or who asked him to leave? Or like, did they just decide
he, like,
that?
Missed something.
That's when I cut out, and then I went back and rewatched it this morning.
Yes.
I had to figure it out.
And then, so there he is. He's in some, like, condo somewhere talking to the producers.
I like it, by the way, just a side note, that you cared enough that you went back
the next day.
And you had to get it right.
You guys are a cute couple. How long have you guys been dating?
5 years.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Come on. And he came, and he doesn't even like The Bachelor. Like, this is a supportive guy.
He watches it a ton because of me. Yeah. But no, I think overall, I can see both sides. I did agree that he shouldn't have maybe brought it up. And it is just like this hearsay, and he doesn't know for sure.
And he doesn't know what happened.
And he doesn't know what happened.
But
at the end of the day, she really, like, if you're going to take advice from anybody off the street, even if it's that vague, it's probably true about her because she has a bad track record.
Yeah,
it would be different if someone said something about Hannah Ann and he was like,
or
wait,
Madison.
What?
Yeah, Madison. Madison's broken up three
and
marriages.
It probably would have been a way different conversation with Madison that day if someone just said something random than Victoria, because Victoria has like this whole list of bad things that have happened over the season.
She's a journey. She is a full journey. So then, and then she's like, have you not, I adore you.
She's definitely not ready for marriage.
I was about to tell you that I was falling in love with you. How could you not say it was I care for you? I was hoping that you were going to be my family. It's just so hard. And he was like, you deserve to be loved. And I thought, you guys are this fucking couple that no one wants to hang out with. Yeah. You're always fighting. Like, just like, bring her to fantasy, but like, you know, she's going to be the one that he ruins Madison over. Like, he's going to get at it with Victoria, and then Madison's going to be like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Oh, yeah, 100%. How did I not see this?
Yeah.
He was like, you deserve to be loved. Don't push that away. And then so she was sobbing, and then the mom came, and the grandparents, everybody's like, okay.
And the dad's like, we
all right, Tori. I'm like, Tori. I'm like, oh, yeah. Victoria.
I literally was like, who is Tori?
Where's Tori? Like, okay, Tori, we got it, Tori. And then she came back, and it's like, he was like, I'm really conflicted in the morning at his like condo, and we hear like, knock, 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 like, oh, who could that be?
Yeah.
And she was in like a cute nude bodysuit, like sexy and short shorts, just looking cute as can be. She's like, I am falling in love with you. I feel like you don't even want me to love you, and I can't walk away from you, but you kind of do. I have feelings for you. Here's our family photo, and it says like Mr. and Mrs. Weber on it. And then cut to an airplane hangar where Pilot Pete is gonna pick his ladies.
Why? Okay, why airplane hangar? I mean, I know he's a pilot. violent. But like,
they do that every season.
I thought they were going to do. I thought it was going to be
somebody flies away.
The three that he picks,
they get in the
get
plane.
On the plane and they go to Rio or wherever they're
going
to go.
They're going to
Australia.
They're
going
to be so tired. They've flown so far, so many times.
There's always an element when they say he's like, we're going to. There's like a disappointment.
Yes.
We're going to Gold Coast, Australia. Yeah. God, really?
So far, okay. We just flew back from Costa Rica. We're so jet lagged.
I just want to tell you,
we're so dehydrated.
Lauren B of Ari and Lauren is also from Virginia Beach. Is the one who told Marissa to. Go do it.
Really?
She's the one that was like, "We got to step in." That's apparently what's out there. Who knows how true it is? But that's the
Lauren B who took the Ari from Becca.
Yeah, it was like, "We got to step in and say something because this girl is bad news." Apparently,
are they still together?
Yeah, they have a baby with
Jesus,
a lot
how
of.
How big is Virginia Beach? Virginia,
not big enough.
Girl.
Oh my!
Not big. Also, last week when I was on tour, a guy walked up to me and said, "I went to elementary school with Victoria," and she used to kick me under the table.
Whoa!
People just accost me.
Okay, some lady emailed in from Australia. We had an Australia listener email in, and she said that she met from our Australian thing the villain Abby.
Met
the villain Abby and was like, "You were such a fun villain." And she was like, "Thank you." And apparently Tyler had slid into her DMs.
What?
Into Abby's DMs.
Tyler Cameron,
what? Allegedly. That's exciting. There's so much stuff, you guys.
That's so random. Okay, is he going to Bachelor in Paradise Australia?
He should. Okay.
So Arden now has a furry bag.
I have a furry bag that has a polar bear on it that says C'est la vie that I got for $1 in San Francisco. Okay, so before we do the tweet of the week, I told people the email and who bought my book, I was going to pick 5 t-shirts that I'm going to pull out. So we got to 100. Listen, when we get to 1,000 people emailing in, we're going to pull a name out and Anna and I are going to have lunch with them. How about that?
Okay.
Great. Cool.
You agreed to that. Yes, you might have been high. Remember. You might have been high when I. Okay, great.
Most likely.
Okay, we're going to pick out 5 t-shirts. Okay, Rob, pick the first one.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Okay, great.
Oh, Christ. I didn't
pick
know.
Pick one. Come on. There's right, 78 names
it.
In there.
I got it.
Who is it? Who gets the first t-shirt? We're going to mail you.
Christine Denishkar.
Great. Christine Denishkar. By the way, I've never won anything. I love a raffle. And I hope all Same. Of you win. All right, Annie, pick one. Annie, pick one.
All right, okay. Julia Ramirez.
Julia Ramirez, you get the second one. Come on, come on, you got it. Here we go. Here we go. Here's number 3. Here's number 3.
Carla Swenson.
Yes, Carla Swenson. Number 4, Michael Provost.
Here we go.
Here we go.
A Kathleen Dragon.
Kathleen Dragon. All right, Anna, number 5.
How many are we choosing?
We're doing 5.
Aaron Alderett.
All right. Look, guys, I'm not going to say that the t-shirts are going to fit. I'm not saying you're going to like them, but I'm sending them to you. We were going to email you. We'll get your sizes and we'll email you things.
Great.
Keep sending in your – if you buy the book, send it in. We're going to keep pulling t-shirts. And when we get to 1,000 people bought – I'm trying to get on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
I have to sell 8,000 in order to get on the New York Times bestseller. If we do, I'm going to do a free show, hopefully, in my mom's yard.
Wow.
Yeah. And then – but when we get to 1,000, Anna and I will pull a name. We'll have lunch with them.
Great.
You guys – you can. We are on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. Please like us on iTunes. Leave us reviews. You all have been so wonderful this season, leaving us reviews. We read them all, and we really appreciate it. It actually really helps us, and it means a lot. We also love to hear from you. We love that you guys are enjoying it. Here are some of the ones that we got this week. Let's see. So Funny, 5 stars by WM Wynn. I started watching this season because I heard your ad pop up on another podcast I listened to. I haven't watched The Bachelor for the last few years. I love listening to you act out the scenes, and your laugh is contagious. Thank you for entertaining me and giving me something to look forward to. How sweet is that, Katie? I love that they weren't even watching the show.
I know. A lot of people do that. Like, they say, oh, I don't even watch the show, but I listen to the podcast.
It's so great. I just love it. Here's a terrific one. 5 stars. And the subject line says important. It's a very important podcast. We're very hard-hitting, political, important podcast. It's like NPR. This is from Jeff Graham 91. God bless Arden and her band of brilliant weirdos. For years, I've been an embarrassed, closeted Bachelor fan searching for my tribe of fellow hate watchers who secretly love everything about this franchise. Arden has the ability to hilariously skewer the show while still loving it with a deep, deep obsession, true story, and earnest joy that this insane franchise brings. She's the kind of person who would rather meet Demi Burnett than Demi Moore at a bar, and I love her for that. That's so true. I did meet Demi Burnett at a bar, and it was like, I felt like I had just met the Queen of England. When I heard her describe the heartbeat of Peter's wine-fueled, sweat-soaked forehead wound, I knew I was listening to something special. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A must-listen for those fans who dismissively roll their eyes when their coworkers ask about the show, but then rush to the bathroom to privately scour Reddit in hopes of learning about a 22-year-old pageant queen's problematic Twitter history. How great is that review?
I love that. That's amazing.
I mean, you guys are really good writers. Can I just say I'm impressed by your writing skills? Okay, let's just pick another one. Five stars. This is from College Girl 9. What a trip. This is the most hilarious, fun, and wonderful podcast that helps me escape the monotony of everyday life. Not only do they get great commentary about The Bachelor, but they also keep you entertained with the rest of their antics. Also, I love the high-pitched voices. I look forward to listening to them on my drive home. Thank you so much, College Girl. You know, I have to say, my friend, the episode that I did with Kyle Dunnigan and my brother, my friend is like catching up and she was just listening. And she's the one that I was telling the story about when I was hiking with her and I pushed her at the snake when we were hiking together. Because I am truly a terrible person. terrible. Okay, one more review and then I'll read some of the emails. Five stars. Awesome. This is from CE201355. Love this podcast. Voices, laughs, guests, content, random rabbit holes. I used to watch The Bachelor every week and with a good friend of mine before kids and before she moved out of town, and we would run our mouths and judge and hypothesize incessantly. I have missed this so much and you have filled my snark hole. Forever grateful and thoroughly entertained. Well, I'm so glad that we could fill that spot. I have to say, like, more and more in my life, it's actually a problem. I feel like it's hurting my auditions because all I care about is The Bachelor and the podcast. I love reading your reviews. I loved reading, like you guys email us all sorts of fun things. And it's like all I want to do. Katie, do you get distracted with this world?
Yes, of course.
I mean,
it's like I look forward to Monday. I'm on the Reddit reading stuff.
Dude, it's so good. Email us. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. This was an amazing email we got a couple days ago from a woman named Elizabeth. I will not say her last name. And it said, I think this podcast saved my life. Hey, gang, I would like to thank Arden and company from the bottom of my heart for the hours of hilarious content you've all provided throughout my 60-hour work weeks. I discovered this gem of – that's a lot of work. God bless you. God bless you. I discovered this gem of a podcast while listening to Ben and Ashley I a few weeks ago, and once I got all caught up on the mess that is Pilot Pete season, I went back to binge several previous seasons. That's incredible. Like, first of all, God bless you. You are doing the Lord's work, and we really appreciate it. My job requires a lot of driving and sometimes interacting with very aggressive customers in remote parts of Northern California. And listening to you guys has made me feel much more energized and a lot less alone lately. Also, during an unusually hostile encounter with a visibly distressed man earlier today, he glanced at the words air supply placenta on my LED screen, which was the name of one of our podcasts last year. And it flustered him so much that I'm pretty sure it's the only reason he didn't murder me. I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts as well. Anyway, love y'all. Keep up the good work. If that is the least we could do, we want you bunnies to be safe out there, Miss Liz. I'm glad that you are safe and sound. And if air supply placenta could scare off a creeper, keep just like screen grab that and have that as your background. Like, I think everybody out there should make that be their screensavers. Okay, we'll do one more email and then we'll go on to a tweet of the week. Let's see. This is from Colleen. I will not say her last name. Her name is Colleen J. And her subject line is, I totally knew Kelsey's mom. I was watching Hometowns and her mom looked so familiar to me. I thought she was a bit part actress. I was doing internet research to find her episode of Law and Order. Love that. Then I remember that she used to be the salesperson for the software company my company uses. She was from Iowa and had a daughter who did pageants. It's totally Kelsey's mom, Beth. She was always very nice. I do kind of feel sorry for her now since it's public that her husband left her because God told him to move to Mexico.
Oh, God.
Loving the guests this season. Love you guys. Keep doing the Lord's horny work, Colleen. Colleen. Great email. Hilarious. You guys, we love you guys. We love hearing from you. Thank you for emailing. Thank you to, again, as I said earlier in the podcast, I so appreciate all the beautiful messages about my book and just like cheering me on. And once again, I know I mentioned it earlier, but it means a lot to me. I know it's easy to go to the library or just wait, you know, and like borrow a copy or get something used. And I know like $20, $25 is like not nothing. You can go to the movies and like go get a bite, get a burrito. So like, I appreciate you spending your money on me. It means a lot. I hope you guys all enjoy it when it comes out. All right. Can we do Tweet of the Week and then we'll set everybody free? Have you had a good time, Annie?
I had a great time.
You've been great. You've done a great job, Michael.
I love The Bachelor.
Michael, have you done a good job?
I think.
Okay, great. Okay, here we go. All right. So we're going to read like six tweets. We're going to narrow it down to two. We're going to pick the Tweet of the Week. These are from our listeners. This is from Chaz at Thorium Dragon. You can vote as well. For a virgin, Madison sure is a pro at handling two balls.
It's pretty good.
Okay, this is Bachelorette at Bachelorette. Plot twist. One of the marriages Victoria ruined was Kelsey's parents. That makes me
laugh.
Oh,
my God.
That makes me laugh really hard.
That's good.
I know I mentioned this earlier, but it made me laugh. Jennifer Cacchico. Next time I'm obsessing over whether or not I should not get bangs again, I will just look at a picture of Madison's dad and remember that the answer is no.
Definitely not.
Okay. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. Victoria is what happens when someone puts a magic spell on a Bratz doll.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait.
She looks just like a Bratz doll.
Those are all really good tweets of the
and
week.
And our final one, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Victoria is telling on herself with this reaction. What is her family doing right now? I know they had to hear all that. Were they just like, oh, that's just Vicky on a Monday? All right, so I'm going to narrow it down to Bachelorette plot twist. One of the marriages Victoria ruined was Kelsey's parents. And what do you think?
Bangs.
Okay. And Jennifer Caccio, next time I'm obsessing over whether or not I should not get bangs again, I will just look at a picture of Madison's dad and remember that the answer is no. Bangs or Kelsey's parents?
Bangs.
Kelsey's parents.
Okay, so we have Kelsey's parents one.
Bangs.
Bangs. Anna.
Bangs.
Bangs. Okay.
Yeah, I think you need the bangs, but it has to come with that picture of them.
Yeah, yeah.
By the lockers.
Okay, bangs or Kelsey's parents?
I like Trixie's handle.
You like Trixie's handle? Okay, so that means... Okay, great. I'm going to go... I would have voted for Kelsey's parents, but the winner is Jennifer Caccio. Next time I'm obsessing over whether or not I should get bangs again, I will just look at a picture of Madison's dad and remember that the answer is no.
Yay.
Where can people find you? Do you have anything that you want to plug, my friend Annie?
Everyone can find me on Instagram. It's my name, Annie Winters, but it's spelled A-N-N-E. My real name is Anne, but I like Annie better. So
it's great. Annie's a great name. Michael Provost.
I'm flipping peaches. I'm flipping pizzas at Medici's Pizza off Ventura.
Great.
If you want to come say hi.
No way.
By the way, you shouldn't say that because they're going to come, like, literally, there's going to be like 14-year-old girls are going to come get you.
Please tip.
Please tip. Robbie B.
Yeah, I'm on the Instagram at Ro Benedict, R-O Benedict. And Supernatural.
We're on Insatiable, and I'm on Instagram at Ardemarine, ArdenMyrin. And my book, Little Miss Little Compton, is available for pre-order right now wherever you get your books. Send in a receipt to rosepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet at us to try to be a Tweet of the Week, it's hashtag WYATR. And you can also tag Anna Hosnier, AnnaHosnieh. Anna.
Can I promote my new show real quick?
Yes.
I got a new show coming out about the Below Deck TV
series. I love that
series.
I'll come do that.
It's called Deckheads.
Great.
Because me and Nick Turner, the comedian I host it with, are a bunch of deckheads.
I love that show.
Listen, it drops this Thursday on iHeartRadio.
I'll come do that.
I
love the new Sailing Yacht one.
I watch that show.
It's so good.
It's fun.
Reality TV is the best.
Yes.
Okay. Next week is next week Fantasy Suites?
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh, we've made it.
Okay, wait, let's make a prediction. Who do you think? Do you think he's going to end up with anyone? Who is he? Who's going to be the final two? And who's going to be the Bachelorette? Annie.
Okay, I think that he is going to keep Hannah Ann
and Madison next week. He's going to feel really bad for having sex with Victoria before Madison, like you said, yes, and then want to keep her. I think the winner is going to be Hannah Ann.
And who do you think will be Bachelorette?
I think they can't have another virgin bachelorette.
No, they can't.
Honestly, it might. It could. I would say maybe Kelsey.
Yes, Kelsey. Yes,
Kelsey or Madison. I would say, even though I yes, feel like they wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Okay, Michael.
Victoria for next be bachelor bachelorette.
Victoria no bachelorette.
Way. Oh yeah,
the
she's
homewrecker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, she's okay. She's all kind of crazy.
And who do you think is going to will Pete get engaged, and who will it be?
War Eagle. Hey, it's Maddie. It's Maddie all the way.
All right, Rob.
He's going to bone everything he can next week, and then Madison's going to find out about it, and then she's going to leave, and he's going to have to get her back.
Is he going to get her back?
Yes.
I'm going to say that's going to happen, and he's not going to get her back, and that's why she's putting her own thing on the Instagram, so she wants to be Bachelorette, that's and he ends up alone.
But then who is he going to be with for the top two?
I think it will be
Victoria
another,
and Hannah Ann. I feel like Victoria has to go home next week.
She has to go home. I feel like it's going to be another non-ending. Like, we had a non-ending with Colton.
Maybe Hannah Ann, though.
It'll be him trying to talk Madison back into coming back.
I think he cuts Victoria. He fucks Victoria. He cuts her.
Yeah.
And then I think Madison doesn't leave right away. I think he gives the roses. Like, he gives it to Madison and Hannah Ann, and they become the last two.
Yeah.
And then Hannah Ann is just, like, all in this, like, you know, inner turmoil. And then she leaves.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Chris Harrison tells him, it looks like he's in a tux. Like,
wait,
ready?
Why would Hannah Ann be in a tux?
Sorry. Madison. Madison, okay, Madison leaves. Yeah. And I think that Madison leaves when he's, like, getting ready to choose her.
Oh,
yeah. That's my theory. Like, he's like in a tux, and Chris Harrison comes up, and then he's like lying on the bed with the thing on it.
Great,
you know. So I think
that's totally.
And he ends up alone. He ends up alone.
And then he goes. Like, so he's like, well, I can't
bring
choose
her
Hannah
home
Ann.
To me.
I wanted Madison. He goes to his family.
Bring
he's like, I don't know what to
home,
do. Mom
Peter.
Cries.
Peter, yeah. Bring her home.
And then he tries to get Matt. He tries to get Madison, and I don't think he does.
I don't think he gets her either. Anna.
Maybe all that happens and he tries to get her back at after the final rose, which is why he's going around saying it's unspoilable.
Oh.
Because truly we don't know if he can get her back.
That's possible too.
Yeah. All right.
And then he goes back to Hannah B and is like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I sent you home at the beginning. You should have stayed.
And she'd be like, they just asked me to be Bachelorette, so no.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.